If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund and Charles and Taco Parker and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring an artist profile of American guitarist William Canongeiser, who's also a founding member of the Grammy-winning Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. We'll hear music performed by William Canongeiser both as a soloist and as a member of the LA Guitar Quartet, and interviews recorded in 2025 and 2015. We'll start with the Sonatina by Béla Bartók, performed by our featured artist, William Canongeiser. William Canongeiser opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Sonatina by Béla Bartók. Next, we'll hear him performing Capriccio Arabe by Tárrega. William Canongeiser was born in New Jersey, but later moved to Los Angeles, where he co-founded the LA Guitar Quartet. In 2025, William Canongeiser spoke about his move to California.
You know, I was living in New Jersey, and then I graduated from high school, and it was like, where are you going to go to college? And then my teacher at the time, his name, wonderful guy named Herbert Levine, he said, oh, there's this program in L.A., and there's a Romero. I don't know if it's Pepe or Angel. Like, we didn't even know. And I didn't even know who Pepe was. It's amazing. You know, I was so blissfully ignorant. And so this is my tipping point in my life. And what can I say about Pepe? Well, Pepe was a magnet for great players to come to Los Angeles. Why did Scott Tennant go to USC? It's because he had studied with Pepe in his Houston masterclasses. You know, he came. And the Defia Trio, why were they there? And so when I first arrived, I was this snot-nosed kid. I was like 17 or 18. And when I first heard Ian Krause playing and Tom Wong, they were master students, and Agnes Narciso, I was like, oh my God. But then, you know, meeting Pepe and starting to study with him, it really got me focused on, if you're going to do classical, let's really get into it. And, you know, he's more than just my teacher. So I just saw him 5 days ago, and he said, my students are like my children, and their students are my grandchildren. And he's such an inspirational person, not just the virtuosity and, you know, the musicality and his stage charisma and persona, all the amazing pieces he's premiered and commissioned. But he's a true philosopher. He gave this little talk at USC, and I interrupted him. I said, Pepe, I hope you don't mind me saying this. You're a pretty good guitar player. But you're a virtuoso of positive thought. I think almost more than anything, he always sees the positive. And he talks so much about if you have love, you can't have fear. And he just exudes love and sharing and gratitude. Like, that's his big thing. It's just gratitude. I still remember when somebody asked him, hey, Pepe, what do you do about performance anxiety? You know, do you get nervous? He goes, it's easy to beat performance anxiety. You just have to be happy all the time. And then he explained it. He said, when he picks up the guitar, he's just flooded with this sense of gratitude. Like, the guitar exists. And then this composer lived and wrote this piece. And I have the training and the ability to play it. And oh, by the way, my son made this instrument. Like, he's just flooded with gratitude. And when you do that, you can't sit there and go, oh, I screwed up. I have to prove myself. All of that ego, self-referential, self-validation stuff goes out the window, because what you're doing is loving it and sharing it. I think the philosophical side of Pepe is the most important part.
Thank you.
Our featured artist, William Canongeiser, performing Capriccio Arabe by Francisco Tárrega. And before that, we heard him speaking in a 2025 interview. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. In 1986, William Canongeiser appeared in the movie Crossroads as the classical guitar double for actor Ralph Macchio, and he spoke about the film.
If you haven't seen the movie, it's basically Karate Kid Learns Guitar. That's the movie. Because instead of karate and the venerable Japanese maestro, yeah, it's blues guitar and the venerable African-American guy takes him down to Alabama to learn the blues. So it was just dumb luck. I was 2 or 3 years into just starting to be on the faculty at USC. And one of the piano professors, Daniel Pollack, who had won the Tchaikovsky competition years back, knew the producer. So the producer called Daniel and said, hey, do you have somebody who can play classical guitar? We kind of need him right now, because they were well into the production and they kind of realized that the guy who was doing the blues guitar couldn't really do the classical. And he's like, yeah, I know this kid, Canongeiser. So it was just dumb luck. And I got to meet Steve Vai. That was my big I'm not worthy moment. And worked with Ralph, you know, came up with the idea of doing the Mozart with the blues ending for that particular scene. And Ralph was great. He was a super nice person. And he did a really good job because he didn't play. He was really good at mimicking the slide guitar, you know, the movements of the slide. But he was really nervous about the finger work of classical.
So just for people who haven't seen it or maybe haven't seen it in a while, there's a scene where Ralph Macchio's playing. He's a guitar student in college at Juilliard.
Well, there's a long shot, and he's got the guitar, and he's playing. And then they do a close-up of the left hand, and that's my hand. I think it's obvious, because the hand position totally changes. You know, it goes from him to me. The hysterical thing was they actually had to shave my hand because Ralph just didn't have any hair on it. So it was such a weird feeling. Like, they shaved, because I didn't even realize I had hair on the back of my fingers. Yeah. They shaved it and put makeup on it and stuff.
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're one of the original hand models.
There you go. Yep. I could have been on Seinfeld. And then they intercut it, and, you know, I didn't kind of know what was going to happen with it, but it ended up being a nice movie.
Thank you.
William Kennegeiser performing Mozart's Rondo alla Turca, which he performed in the film Crossroads, as the on-screen guitar double for actor Ralph Macchio. And before that, we heard Bill Kennegeiser speaking in a 2025 interview. Next, we'll hear him and his fellow L.A. Guitar Quartet members performing Sergio Assad's Interchange Concerto. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of William Kennegeiser, founding member of the Grammy-winning Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. William Kennegeiser spoke about the quartet's beginnings.
We were just, you know, the USC Guitar Quartet, and it was a required class. The glib thing I like to say is we signed up for guitar ensemble class, you know, and we're still trying to get the passing grade. But, you know, the byline that everybody reads, it's like, oh, it's formed by Pepe Romero and coached by Pepe Romero. Yeah, Pepe was involved with the formation. But I have to say the direct coaching and development in the early, early days was Jim Smith, who ran the program there, also along with John Marcus. And about a year after that was when Segovia came to do his master class at USC. And they had some little afternoon concerts, and the quartet played an afternoon concert there. And, you know, we only had like 30 minutes of music anyway, you know, but we played our set. And I got a note, a handwritten note from Michael Lorimer, and he said, this quartet is special. So it was Michael Lorimer who really, like, kind of first said, hey, keep doing this. And then I think it was a year after, or maybe a couple years after, the Assads came to USC. It was one of the first times they came to play. And they were doing a concert in town. And they did a master class. And we played for them. And then they wanted to hang with us. And they actually came to a rehearsal, like a John's dorm, you know, kind of Animal House kind of thing. And they hung with us, and we played. And I remember Odair was like, You guys are pretty good. I'm going to tell my wife about you. And Odair's wife, Francoise Emmanuel Denis, or we call her Fa, she had a guitar label called GHA, and she also was their manager. And we did our first official recording with her. We did our first tours. So I think it's a fair assessment that the Assads were instrumental in getting us started with an actual career, certainly getting us known in Europe. And they were advocates, you know, they were strong advocates of ours. Thank you.